After Stuart had sealed his letter in an envelope, he turned to the storekeeper. "Where can I get hold of a canoe?" he asked. "Right here," replied the storekeeper. He walked over to his souvenir counter and took down a little birch-bark canoe with the words "Summer Memories" stamped on the side. Stuart examined it closely. "Does she leak?" asked Stuart. "It's a nice canoe," replied the storekeeper, bending it gently back into shape with his fingers. "It will cost you 75 cents plus a penny tax." Stuart took out his money and paid the man. Then he looked inside the canoe and noticed that there were no paddles. "What about paddles?" he said, making his voice sound businesslike. The storekeeper hunted around among the souvenirs, but he couldn't seem to find any paddles, so he went over to the ice cream counter and came back with two little cardboard spoons, the kind you use for eating ice cream on picnics. "These will work out all right as paddles," he said. Stuart took the spoons, but he was disgusted with the looks of them. "They may work out all right," said Stuart, "but I would hate to meet an American Indian while I had one of these things in my hand." The storekeeper carried the canoe and the paddles out in the front of the store and set them down in the street. He wondered what this tiny boatman would do next, but Stuart never hesitated. Taking a piece of thread from his pocket, he lashed the paddles to the thwarts, swung the canoe lightly up on his head, and walked off with it as calmly as though he were a Canadian guide.